Leia frowned. Something about the way he'd said that. And abruptly, she knew what it was. For a captured commando facing interrogation, there could be only one order left to follow.
Yet you now know something none of your people are aware of, she said quickly. You must live to bring this information to them.
Kabarak had brought his palms to face each other, as if preparing to clap them together. Now he froze, staring at her.
The Lord Vader could read the souls of the Nogri, he said softly. You are indeed his Malari Ush.
Your people need you, Kabarak, she told him. As do I. Your death now would only hurt those you seek to help.
Slowly, he lowered his hands.
How is it you need me?
Because I need your help if I'm to do anything for your people, she said. You must tell me the location of your world.
I cannot, he said firmly. To do so could bring ultimate destruction upon my world, and upon me if it were learned I had given you such information.
Leia pursed her lips.
Then take me there.
I cannot.
Why not?
I cannot.
She fixed him with her best regal stare.
I am the daughter, the Malari Ush of the Lord Darth Vader, she said firmly. By your own admission, he was the hope of your world. Have matters improved since he delivered you to your new leader?
He hesitated.
No. He has told us there is little more that he or anyone else can do.
I would prefer to judge that for myself, she told him loftily. Or would your people consider a single human to be such a threat?
Kabarak twitched.
You would come alone? To a people seeking your capture?
Leia swallowed hard, a shiver running down her back. No, she hadn't meant to imply that. But then, she hadn't been sure of why she'd wanted to talk to Kabarak in the first place. She could only hope that the Force was guiding her intuition in all this.
I trust your people to be honorable, she said quietly. I trust them to grant me a hearing.
She turned and stepped to the door.
Consider my offer, she told him. Discuss it with those whose counsel you value. Then, if you choose, meet me in orbit above the world of Endor in 1 month's time.
You will come alone?
Kabarak asked, apparently still not believing it. She turned and looked him straight in that nightmare face.
I will come alone. Will you?
He faced her stare without flinching.
If I come, he said, I will come alone.
She held his gaze a moment longer, then nodded.
I hope to see you there. Farewell.
Farewell, Lady Vader.
He was still staring at her as the door opened, and she left.